Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Sunday morning, live from the United Center at the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival with special guest Steve Cochran on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning, live from the United Center. People are beginning to assemble inside the actual United Center, not out here in the concourse where we're broadcasting live, because the scrimmage, the practice is going to begin at 11 o'clock. We still have some great Blackhawks guests who will be coming on with us. And
they got the giant video board. You thought the last one was big.
Yeah.
This is the biggest in sports that they're premiering today.
This is the same size that you have in your family room, isn't it?
Yeah, the man cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be getting one. I'm going to call Steve Shapiro over at Apt.
Yeah, it's buy one, get one free this weekend.
Oh, he loves hearing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He loves hearing that. Well, in addition to all the Blackhawks fun today, we also have some of our regular features like the Week in Theater. And this week, we've got a couple of performers here with us who are with the production of Legally Blonde, the musical, which is being presented by the Fremont Street Theater Company and being performed at the Cutting Hall Performing Arts Center in Palatine. It was last weekend, and it's this weekend today. Actually, at 3 o'clock is the final performance. It's great to have both of you here with us, playing Elle Woods, who you know from the movie Legally Blonde, Sarah Inandino, and Emmett Forrest is played by Corey White. Guys, welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you.
Have you already updated your resume and say that you were performing at the United Center?
Oh, no, I'm still working on that.
Yeah, I would get that on the resume.
Solid credit.
Yeah, technically you are now a performer at the United Center. How much fun is it to be doing this production for one of the most beloved movies of the last 25 years?
I have had an amazing time doing this production, and I actually wasn't as familiar with it beforehand. And now that actually being able to play the role and discover the character, I found that my initial assumptions maybe about who Elle Woods was kind of changed throughout the course of the rehearsal process.
Did you not see the movie because you didn't want to have that affect your performance?
Well, I think the movie came out when I was younger, and I just didn't see it because I was a child.
Yeah, same with me and Steve.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when I was older, I didn't have an interest in seeing it.
Yeah.
So then I actually watched it after I was cast, because I didn't want it to influence my audition or my performance. But after I was cast, I was like, well, maybe I should get on the train with
everyone. Get on the bandwagon.
Are you personally self-centered with a big heart? Isn't that the character?
Yeah.
Isn't that Elle?
Yeah.
I think as she develops throughout, she becomes much less self-centered.
More heart.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
much more heart.
More heart, less self.
She figures
self.
Out what she can do.
Right. Yeah, Corey, how about you? Were you familiar with the movie going into this?
I was. I had actually seen it when I was younger. So I actually done this musical before a couple years ago, but I was like in the chorus somewhere. And it was, this experience has been phenomenal with getting to work with lovely talent like Sarah.
Good for you.
and theater companies like this also.
Absolutely.
I mean, I love the big theater companies downtown. I'm going to the Paramount and Aurora tonight. They're winning all the Jeff Awards for all the great work that they do there. But I've always said that the heart and soul of the Chicago theater community are theaters like what you're doing. Some of the more intimate theaters where you are in close proximity to the audience that come to see you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, it's a lot more affordable and accessible as well. So it's very important.
Okay. So, Sarah, what are you going to do for us this morning?
Today, we are actually singing a ballad. So we're singing the title number, Legally Blonde. And this is right after her professor has hit on her and she's starting to doubt why she's even there.
Okay. Let's hear a little bit of Legally Blonde, the musical. Today at 3 o'clock is the final performance. Guys, take it away.
left of my dignity. Get in the car and just go. Chalk it all up to experience. They said I'd fail, but I disagree. Who could say then where my path would lead? Well, now I know.
Intern of the year.
Thanks for your help and for all you've done. Thank you for treating me decently.
What's wrong?
Maybe someday you'll come visit me. Give me a call, say hello.
Wait, where are you going?
Sorry, I'm letting down everyone.
What brought on this?
You did your best with a hopeless case.
That's ludicrous.
You are the best thing about this place.
Elle, you should know.
Callahan hit on me.
He did what?
He kissed me. He fired me. He made it very clear I don't belong. There's no reason for me to stay.
What about love? I never mention love. The timing's bad, I know. But perhaps if I made it more clear that you belong right here, you wouldn't have to go. 'Cause you know that I'm so much in love.
Back to the sun, back to the shore, back to when I was born.
I should have told you before. Too late, can I just say how much I want you to stay?
It's not up to me, just let me be legally blind.
I need you to stay.
It's not up to me, just let me be legally
Legally Blonde, the musical, final performance today at 3 o'clock, Cutting Hall Performing Arts Center in Palatine. Thank you guys very much. We appreciate it.
Great job.
A quick break, and we'll update news next. WGN.